It's currently 28 degrees at 8:55. And now it's time to check in with Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Happy New Year, Aaron.
Happy New Year to you too, Brian. Unfortunately, we're kind of starting the new year market-wise the same way we left 2015 on a lower note here. March corn at 357, down 1.75. May corn at 363, down 1.5. July corn at 369, that's also down 1.5. December 16 corn at 381.5, down 1.5. January soybeans at 866, down 5.25. March soybeans at 860.25, down 4 cents. May soybeans at 865.25, down 4.25. July soybeans at 872.75, down 4 cents. November 16 beans at 878, down 4.75. Chicago wheat market, we have March wheat at 463.25, down 6.75. May wheat at 469.25, down 7.25. July 16 wheat at 476.25, down 7 cents. Out in Kansas City, March Kansas City wheat at 459, that's down 9.5. May Kansas City wheat at 470.5, down 8.25. July Kansas City wheat at 479.75, down 9 cents. No trade yet this morning out in the livestock sector. News this morning kind of circulates around China's economy here again this morning. Their PMI index for December was at 48.2. Any number or any reading under a 50 kind of talks about or at least highlights contraction, and that's the 10th straight month in a row that they've had a reading under 50. So that, again, highlights just the fact that some concern about the Chinese economy. We are seeing equity markets around the world and in the U.S. here sharply lower on that news, and also raises concerns about commodity demand coming out of China. Crude oil is up about a dollar here this morning. The dollar index is just kind of unchanged here this morning, so nothing new there to speak of here at the beginning of the new year. We will have a couple reports out today, export inspections out at 10 a.m. We'll also have grain crushings, the monthly numbers for grain and oilseed crushings out at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So a couple things to talk about here as the day goes on. As far as weather in South America, it continues to look fairly benign. No big news story there this morning to start the new year, so more of the same there. And just looks good enough here to continue to not really give the market much to talk about there. Otherwise, looking ahead just a little bit here, January 12th crop report will be close on traders' minds here as the week goes on. We'll have our final production numbers for 2015, have grain stocks as of December 1st, and have winter wheat seeding numbers out as well. So a lot of moving parts on January 12th. Unfortunately, not a lot of positives to talk about here on the grain markets to start the new year, Brian. Really more of the same here as we get the new week started.
All right, Aaron. Well, not much good news to pass along here on this Monday, but good to hear from you regardless. Thanks for your report today.
Absolutely. Have a good day, Brian.
That's Bye. Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. And as Aaron mentioned, the equity market's really struggling today. The Dow is down 368 points right now at 17,057. S&P 500 down 37 points, and the NASDAQ is off 117 points here since markets opened earlier this morning. Weather-wise here in East Central Illinois, look for partly sunny skies today. The high 32 degrees with north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight. The low 18 degrees. Winds will shift around to the east after midnight. Sunny skies tomorrow. The high 34 degrees. Winds around to the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Next chance of precipitation moves in on Thursday with a chance of rain, and we could see a little bit of snow in our area over the weekend. Right now, 28 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Another hour of Morning Edition coming up here on WILL. This is WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org.